Our psalm for today, as we're reading through the Bible in a year, is Psalm 22. And we're doing the last part today. We did the first part yesterday. And I picked out a few verses that really rang in my heart as I read them. I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people. Okay, that leads to a little story. How many of you went to Port Ludlow days? Yeah, you know that it's happened anyway. Those of you who didn't maybe saw all the congestion down here. We went to Port Ludlow days, and we went to the fireworks last night. And it was really interesting, because at the end of it, I felt empty. I felt empty while I was there. I loved the people I was with. We had a good time together. But the emptiness is that the world tries and it doesn't work. Yeah, right. There was no magic. There was no fun. They tried to have fun, but it didn't work. The platform tried to make the people have fun, and they didn't respond. So I say, I will proclaim your name, Jesus, to my brothers and sisters, and I will praise you among your assembled people. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Something happens when we get together, just talking to one another before the service even. My heart just was ringing this morning as I talked to several of you. There's something there. It's there because it's in the Spirit. Because we're in Jesus together and we're in the Spirit together. So I can say with the psalmist, as he said, I will praise you when I'm with your people, Lord. I love you and I love your people. We're family. We're community.
Yes.
Port Ludlow calls itself a community. But without Jesus, there is no real community.
True.
Goes on to say in verse 25, I will praise you in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who worship you. Yes, when I'm with those people who worship you, Lord, there is no sin. Oh, that's scary to say. No, our minds are fixed together on God. And they can't dwell in the same place, right? When we're in the presence of God, our eyes are fixed on Him and we're set on Jesus. Isn't that right, Cease? Amen. He's with me this morning. He's thinking with me this morning. Then in 27 and 28, it says, the whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to Him. All the families of the nations will bow before Him, for royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules all the nations. What a promise.
He does,
even though it doesn't look like it right now. He's still in charge, right? He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our God. And I trust Him and I love Him. Do you?
Amen.
Tell somebody that's sitting near you how you trust Him and how you love Him.
I trust Him and I love Him.
Isn't it good to be with God's people?
I
like God's people. We're fun. We can have a party. We can have a party. We can make a party, right? Because Jesus is a party. Amen. Amen. So let's stand and let's say the whole thing. Let's flow from one right into the other. I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people. I will praise you in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who worship you. The whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to Him. All the families of the nations will bow down before Him, for royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules all the nations.